We're going to stay in Canada for our next story. But first, this being Friday, we're going to get in a weekend mood by cracking open a cold one. Nothing like a nice cold carbonated beverage right out of the can. I'm talking about soda here. You didn't really think I was drinking a beer, did you? Anyway, for the past 25 years, residents of Canada's Prince Edward Island, or PEI, have not been able to buy soda cans locally. The sale of non-refillable beverage cans was simply banned there. Now the ban is over. Tim McKay is general manager of a Quickway convenience store in Kensington, PEI. So, Tim, first explain why beverage cans were banned.
About 25 years ago, there was Siemens Beverages, which was a bottling company here for soda. And Pepsi and Coke were coming in, and they were bringing the cans, and they were taking over the majority of the market. So the government kind of stepped in and said, we're going to ban all these other companies from bringing can pop and things like that because it was a bottling plant. And, banned it and put it under the Environmental Protection Act and said that aluminum was bad for the environment. And that's what happened. No more cans, just to keep that plant open.
So suddenly, is aluminum good for the environment?
Oh, no. No. It's just that, Prince Edward Island, all the islanders, we all went to the mainland, I guess you would say, and we bought canned pop and brought it over here. It's not illegal to possess it or drink it. It was just illegal to sell it.
And you've had three run-ins with the law for the sale of soft drinks in cans. Why did you decide to kind of flaunt it?
It seems as though I was flaunting it, but the first experience I had with them, they sent two undercover pop cops, we'll call them.
You're kidding me, right?
And try to entice us to sell. It was 10 cases of cream sodas, what we had, and the cream soda we used for our slushy machine. But they came in and they pushed us to, they asked our counter attendant girl, how much for this? And she said, we can't sell it. A customer heard of it. He went through the Siemens law. I came out and told him no, and they pushed it until finally I said, fine, if you want it that bad, we'll sell it to you. And we sold it to them. 10 minutes later, they come back and find us.
No
$220
way.
For selling it to them.
So now that the ban has been lifted, is everybody in Kensington PEI totally over the moon?
Pretty much, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Well, see.
Just go out and buy some cans just for the heck of it.
Smuggling it in for 25 years. They bring it in over the bridge and drink it. And, we had our your bootlegger pop sellers that you'd go to and you'd buy your canned pop from them, and they hoped that they didn't get caught selling it because they'd get a fine and they'd seize their product and so on and so forth. They'd be people who'd actually go to deliver it door to door to people, right?
Are you a local hero in Kensington?
No. People come in, a lot of people come in and they kind of poke fun about the canned pop, I'm the canned pop bandit or whatever they want to say.
Tim McKay, general manager of a Quickway convenience store in Kensington, PEI. Thanks very much for your time.
Okay, you're welcome.